I'm Sean Crawford on today's WUIS State Journal Register Business Report. We'll be talking about a fitness operation that's filed for bankruptcy and a grocery chain tries for a local feel. I'm joined by Tim Landis, business editor for the SJR. Tim, Gold's Gym has filed for bankruptcy, but it doesn't necessarily mean the end of this operation.
They've had some financial troubles for a while. We've had a few stories about the foreclosure proceedings that began about a year ago against the gym out on Clear Lake Avenue, which opened in 2005. Well, last week they filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy reorganization. The plan is just to restructure their debts, restructure the operations. They will continue to remain open during this, and then at least the goal is to come out of this in better shape.
We have talked before about the increased competition in the fitness market. Did that play a role in this?
We asked about that when we talked to Maureen Suodolnik, the owner of the local franchise, and she said it was not related to that. Now, certainly we've had more competition in the last year, including from national chains, Planet Fitness, LA Fitness, both open Springfield outlets. But she said this really goes back to another company, which was Crazy Horse Concrete, that she owned, and it wound up in some financial trouble a couple of years ago, and that sort of all snowballed, spilled over to Gold's Gym, and so she saw bankruptcy as the only way to keep this operation going.
Well, speaking of increased competition, we've certainly seen that in the grocery industry here in Springfield, a lot of new stores opening up, and one of those that's been around for a while, Shop and Save, doing some remodeling, trying to differentiate itself.
Yeah, a week or so ago, they held ribbon cuttings at all three of the local stores. Two of them are in Springfield. And something I didn't realize until the ribbon cuttings, and they are the oldest name in the market now, which shows you how many changes we've certainly been through in the last decade, certainly. They've redone the stores, wider aisles, new energy-efficient lighting. One of the themes they're going after here is hometown shopping. And toward that, they renamed all the aisles after local street names.
And one of them they had forgotten, apparently, was in Jerome.
Well, the mayor of Jerome, Mike Lopez, was at the ribbon cutting, of course, for the Wabash Avenue store. And he pointed out they had Springfield street names on the aisles. And, of course, technically speaking, that's in the village of Jerome. So they're going to add a Jerome street name at some point. But they did say this was part of getting ready for the competition. Of course, Hy-Vee should be opening on MacArthur Boulevard sometime in the next couple of months.
Well, finally, this week, a search is on for the Greater Springfield Chamber of Commerce, looking for a director. Give us an update on that.
Well, they took local applications through the end of February, and they said at the start that their preference was for a local Central Illinois replacement for Stuart Sandstrom, who was let go back in January. They haven't set a real deadline on this, but it looks like they're starting interviews and hope to perhaps have someone in place in the next few weeks.
Can you tell from what they're trying to do with this search that they're looking to go in a different direction, or, you know, any type of feel for what they're looking for?
Well, again, the emphasis here from the chamber is they're looking for a local candidate, and we want to concentrate on local businesses, helping them thrive, expand, and create jobs, grow them in Springfield, if you will, rather than going out trying to recruit a new company and 200 employees, which is very difficult to do these days. So it's all part of this local emphasis, taking care of what we have.
All right. Well, Tim, we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you, Sean.
Tim Landis is business editor for the State Journal Register, and you can read the latest stories he's working on daily in the SJR.